morning on WCHL. Moral Monday returns to Raleigh.
Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly.
We'll update you on what progress was made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the weekend. Some people don't call it progress. Budget talks resume tonight here in Chapel Hill. And will you be one of close to 1,000 people expected to give blood tomorrow? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cumberland traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, less than three innings remain in the UNC Long Beach State elimination game. And the Tar Heel baseball team has to make up some ground when play resumes today after rain halted the action yesterday. And
the Chapel Hill girls won the state soccer championship in storybook fashion.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today. It will warm up quickly. Our high today, about 80 degrees. A couple of nice days on the way. It will get warmer toward the middle of the week. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back on a regular schedule this evening after Memorial Day last week moved activities to Tuesday. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis' office for nearly 10 hours. They were arrested early Wednesday morning for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration in Raleigh.
Tomorrow Monday will focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly at 5 o'clock. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
The rally begins at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall behind the North Carolina General Assembly building in the usual place at 16 West Jones Street. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3 this afternoon at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Then thousands will gather at Halifax Mall starting at 5 o'clock. Three major and very controversial decisions have been made in the North Carolina General Assembly over this past weekend: the Senate's new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014-15 this weekend. Democrats were not pleased with how quickly that decision was made, as it allowed for minimal negotiation. They seemed to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing its own approval rather than the perspectives of the general public. It's the Democrats' stand on the issue. As part of this new budget plan, lawmakers also want to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% pay raise. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the motion as they desire more protection from unfriendly politics that surround schools presently, and they, for the most part, do not want to get rid of tenure altogether, which this would do. These raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that would come from public school spending. Other states are allegedly not attempting this swap of pay raise for tenure. Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers. They say it's more of a cover-up for legislators' inability to manage money wisely. The proposal is that if a teacher is willing to give up tenure, then he or she can get an 11% pay raise. But if they're not willing to give up tenure, then the raise doesn't happen. The fracking bill, completely supported by the House Republicans, is now on its way to be signed by the governor, who is more than ready to help get it passed. In fact, he's already said he will sign it immediately. While Democrats are clearly unhappy with that fracking bill, they tried and failed to halt the process. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as a compromise before it was sent to the governor. Many North Carolinians fear what fracking might mean. Chemicals getting into groundwater, they say that's very possible, as well as how the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how the fracking will be carried out. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with each major decision processed by the General Assembly in North Carolina over the weekend. The uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are ever going to get better. The risky move of raising teachers' salaries while eliminating assistance and tenure is causing a rift There are many educators in North Carolina who are very displeased, and the fracking plans that may have drilling occurring as early as May of next year has a lot of people upset. In fact, if you'd like to find out more about fracking, otherwise known as hydraulic fracturing, then listen for Jeff Danner this afternoon between 3 and 4 on WCHL. He'll be here as usual on Monday talking with Aaron Keck, and has really been on the fracking issue lately, and we hope that you will join us for his concerns about our environment if and when the fracking goes through and we start fracking in North Carolina as early as next summer. The Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget doesn't call for a property tax and rate increase and does set aside, though, $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives. But housing advocates say that's not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing programs. The council will also receive an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Library, located at 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council will meet tonight at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6 o'clock. It's ironic, the meeting is taking place at the new Chapel Hill Public Library, and one of the items up for discussion will be the selling of the old Chapel Hill Public Library on East Franklin Street. A correction on what I said a moment ago. I said Jeff Danner would be on between 3 and 4 this afternoon. He actually will be joining Aaron Keck this afternoon at 4:30 on WCHL for it is an extended discussion of not only fracking but other issues as well. Again, Jeff Danner, the science guy, with Aaron Keck this afternoon on WCHL. The UNC community has another chance to save thousands of lives in the annual Carolina Blood Drive taking place tomorrow at the Dean Smith Center. It will start bright and early in the morning at 7 o'clock and will continue until 6 p.m. Students, staff, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough community are encouraged to donate blood to the Carolinas region and the American Red Cross, which has helped collect almost 23,000 units of blood to save lives and increase treatments in various hospitals since coming to Chapel Hill 26 years ago. Now, a lot of people come in from outside of our community to take part in this as well. It's kind of an exciting experience to be able to be on the floor of the Dean Smith Center. That's where it takes place. And we hope that you will participate. This year's goal is set at collecting 850 pints of blood. They say for every pint of blood that is given, then you have a chance to save as many as three lives. To thank donors for participating, there will be refreshments from local restaurants and businesses. Donors and volunteers can also enjoy visits from UNC head football coach Larry Fedora. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham will be there. Ramesses will be there, and other well-known people will be there lending their support to this worthy cause. There's also a chance to win various door prizes throughout the day. Again, that takes place tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center on the edge of the UNC campus. You can schedule an appointment or sign up as a volunteer via a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. You can call and make an appointment if you like, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can go to the website they have set up just for this, unc.edu/blood, and find out more. Let's save lives the Carolina way. WCHL News Time, 8:13. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And the traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound right now between I-40 and Garrett Road. Seeing some heavy delays. Be on the lookout there. Otherwise, 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and Estes Drive. That's through the I-40 interchange. Seeing some slowdowns. Northbound on 15501 between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Also seeing some minor to moderate delays. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Seeing some delays as well. Just minor to moderate there. Nothing major. We do have an accident that just popped up. It's on I-40 right at I-540. It's in the westbound lane and seeing no real delays as of yet, but you could see those start to pile up. That's just west of the airport. It's at exit 283, again, just before the I-540 interchange on I-40 westbound. So be on the lookout there. Give yourself a little extra time to travel through that area and use extreme caution as you do travel through that area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by Grimmel Jewelers. It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, starting to warm up now. Lots of sunshine all day. Our high today about 80. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high around 85. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tomorrow night in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, much the same except a few degrees warmer. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. Maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Wednesday. But the high in the upper 80s. Getting up there, warmer, and it's going to remain in the upper 80s for about 3 days in a row there. So really warm weather on the way. We hope that you will get out and enjoy it if you can. If you can't, you might want to just stay inside and avoid the heat. But the weather is going to be a little bit warm and a little bit muggy for the next couple of days. Probably not today. Just a lot of sunshine today and fairly nice.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and Word of the Day, The Clean Joke with Lauren Stafford, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:16 at WCHL, and we're going to get right to WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to tell you about this morning. Tar Heel baseball team still alive in the NCAA tournament, but just barely. Game 5 of the 2014 NCAA Gainesville Regional between North Carolina and Long Beach State was halted due to rain, with the Dirtbags leading 5-4 in the top of the seventh inning. It will resume today at 12 noon at McKeithen Stadium down in Gainesville. The two teams sat through more than 6 hours of delays after the 1:05 start yesterday before the field was finally deemed unplayable. Both teams homered in the first inning, with Ivo Patron and Sky Bolt sending matching two-run shots out to right. Carolina took its first lead in the second on a Corey Dunbar safety squeeze before Patron drove in two more in the top of the third, giving Long Beach State a 4-3 advantage. Tyler Ramirez singled home Bolt in the bottom of the inning to make it 4-4 before a Michael Hill solo homer gave the Dirtbags the one-run lead that they will carry into today's game. Starters Zach Gallen and Ryan Millison were lost after the first rain delay of over 3 hours in the bottom of the fourth. Gallen went four innings and allowed four runs on five hits. Millison was tagged for four runs on nine hits for 3 2/3 innings of work. When play resumes today, Long Beach State will have runners on first and second with one out. Again, that's in the top of the seventh inning. Spencer Traynor is in the game for the Tar Heels. He's expected to go starting at 12 noon today. Game 6 of the Gainesville Regional will begin 55 minutes after the Tar Heels and Dirtbags finish their game. College of Charleston awaits the winner. If a seventh game becomes necessary, it would be played tomorrow at 12 noon. So hopefully the Tar Heels can get out of there with a win. With this game, they're down right now 5-4, top of the seventh, but still some chances to get back in the lead and to win that game against Long Beach State. Florida, the number one seed in that regional, is already out. Coming up in just a few minutes here, we're going to check in with Bobby Hundley of UNC Athletics and get the very latest on Tar Heel baseball. But first, a quick note about the Chapel Hill High School girls soccer team. They scored a pair of second-half goals. Game winner coming with about 90 seconds to play. They captured their first ever state championship with a 2-1 win over West Regional champ number 6 seed Weddington in Saturday's North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A title match at North Carolina State University. A lot of people still talking about this game. It was exciting. The number 9 seeded Tigers shook off a poor first half and overcame a rare deficit, ensuring that Coach Ron Benson would retire a winner after 3 decades with the program. He had announced long ago that this season would be his last. What a great way to go out. Benson Hanson absorbed the hugs of a lot of well-wishers following the exhausting battle between two superb programs. Again, Chapel Hill really getting there in an exciting fashion, beating higher-seeded teams all along the way. Finally, they were the ninth seed, and they took on the number six seed Weddington in Saturday's title game and won. Again, 2-1, the final score, and Ron Benson retires, going out with a big win. We're going to talk to Bobby Hundley about Carolina baseball in just a moment, but right now, more on that soccer game.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Chapel Hill girls won the state soccer championship in storybook fashion. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It wasn't exactly Al Michaels intoning, "Do you believe in miracles?" But how the Chapel Hill Tigers won the girls' 3A state soccer championship was pretty miraculous, don't you think? First off was the pressure to win for retiring coach Rob Benson, who was hanging up his whistle after 34 years on high school road. Benson had won nearly 700 soccer matches coaching both Tiger programs over his career, the last half leading the girls, who had been perennially ranked but never won a state title. Then there were the three rallies for Benson in his last three games. First came the quarterfinal last weekend at Swansboro, when Chapel Hill came back with three second-half goals. Mia Spencer tied it with 29 minutes left in the game on a cross from Sophie Nielsen. Less than 4 minutes later, Frances Rulin gave the Tigers a 2-1 lead. And finally, Megan Dell scored the insurance goal on an assist from UNC recruit Alex Kimball for a 3-1 victory. It was even hairier in Tuesday night's semifinal when Chapel Hill finally broke a scoreless tie at Wilson Fike in the 67th minute. Kimball picked up a loose ball and let fly from 18 feet. The shot was blocked, but Kimball was there on a rebound and drilled it past Fike goalie E.J. Proctor, who will see Kimball again for the next 4 years after having signed with Duke. Spencer scored the safety goal with 3 minutes left, and the 2-0 win sent Chapel Hill to Saturday's 3A state championship against Matthews Weddington on the big stage at NC State. With 11 minutes to go and the Tigers trailing 1-0, Spencer scored on a centering pass from Kimball. To show you how competitive girls soccer has become in this state, Weddington had taken the lead 14 minutes into the game on a goal by a ninth grade starter. Dogged by the Weddington defense all day, Kimball finally got loose on the left wing, drew two defenders toward her, and centered the ball to Spencer, who tied the score on a low laser. It looked like overtime, but with 90 seconds remaining, Nielsen won the race to the right corner and centered the ball to the oncoming Dell, who slammed it in for the championship in Benson's final game. "If you told me to write this story, I don't think I could have done it quite this way," said Benson. After 27 playoff appearances, "Congratulations, Coach. This is Archansky. See ya."
Yeah, congratulations, Ron Benson, and to the Tigers. 8:22 at WCHL. As we told you a moment ago, Carolina playing in a game that will resume in the top of the seventh inning today at 12 noon. You can hear it on WCHL. Bobby Hundley of UNC Athletics is down in Gainesville. And Bobby, if you would, for the folks who weren't listening yesterday or weren't watching the game, recap what happened with all the rain delays and all of the frustration that had to come from that for these Tar Heel players.
You bet. Yeah, game started as scheduled at a little after 1 o'clock yesterday, and the two teams played into the fourth inning before rain came pretty quickly. We sat it out for almost 3.5 hours before resuming in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Tar Heels had a couple of guys on and two outs, and Wood Myers flew out on the first pitch he saw, and then the teams were able to play probably for about an hour before the rains came again. It was one of those where the clouds sort of hovered most of the time they were playing after the first rain delay, but it seemed like we were going to be okay, and then the bottom just fell out again. So we find ourselves down 5-4 in the top of the seventh. Long Beach has two runners on with one out. The Tar Heels had just made a pitching change, so right now the pitcher in the game is Spencer Traynor, although he had not thrown a pitch yet before the second delay. Both teams sat around for probably another 3.5 hours, just sort of hoping, with potentially two more games left to play in the regional, hoping that perhaps there'd be a window to get it in, but with a third day of really just intense rain, there was no way to fit it in, and it was deemed the field was not playable. And so we'll try it again today.
Well, I was told by a couple of people that the winds were so strong there that it almost blew the tarp off the field.
Yeah, we had, during that second rain delay, right when we called the game, it was, you know, it just came up so quickly that the grounds crew, which has done an outstanding job making it even a possibility to play today, they were almost overcome by a big gust of wind, and the tarp almost got a little squirrely on us, but they were able to reel it in and get the field covered.
I remember one time in a game, a very intense game, Carolina was behind. The Carolina basketball team we're talking about here, Dean Smith once said, okay, we got them right where we want them. This might be the scenario for this Carolina baseball team under Mike Fox, because these guys just never say die. You could say they're backs against a wall today, and that would be an understatement. These guys just don't quit, and I would not be surprised at all if they come back and win this game.
And it was after a long rain delay on Saturday when the Tar Heels put together a 5-run inning against the host Florida Gators and eliminated the number 2 national seed. So hopefully we'll get a little replay of that magic as the Tar Heels first have some business to do in the field before they go back to work at the plate with 3 innings left to try to make up a 1-run deficit.
Baseball is such a frustrating game in that you have to depend on the weather, and weather can cause these incredible delays, which, you know, to my knowledge, don't take place in any other sport, not to that degree where you have to sit around for a total of 6 hours waiting for the game to be finished. But Carolina really desperately needs to win this game in order to stay alive in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, as I said before, I would not be surprised if they do this. Carolina certainly expressed a lot of confidence going down to Gainesville in that they could make it all the way back to Omaha this year, in spite of the fact that it's not been your typical season for Carolina baseball.
Yeah, but still all to play for, and that's all you can ask. And now the Tar Heels will try to come back against Long Beach. If they were to do that, then a game 6 of the regional would be 55 minutes after the end of today's resumption against the College of Charleston, which is 2-0. If the Tar Heels were to make it there and to beat College of Charleston, that'd be a play for all game 7 tomorrow at noon.
Wow. Well, again, when play resumes, Long Beach State will have runners on first and second with one man down in the top of the seventh inning, and let's hope the Tar Heels can hold them and can also come up with some more runs in the last few innings of that game and win and still move on in the NCAA tournament. Bobby Hundley, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, Ron, thank you.
I hope the weather is a lot better there today.
Me too.
It's 8:27 at WCHL. That's the very latest on Carolina baseball. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on WCHL.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
Hi. I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
At the UPS Store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have 3 convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall.
Lately, you've been hearing about a lot of very special moms in our community. Moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in the community. Our special recognition of moms has been extended through this Friday, and starting that day, you can vote on our website, chapelboro.com, for the best mom from all our honorees. Winner will get the use of a BMW convertible from Performance Auto Mall for an entire weekend, plus an upscale dinner out on the town. Remember, voting starts Friday and ends on Friday, June 13th. The winning mom will be announced that day. So listen up, vote, and do your part to help a special mom in our community have a great weekend. It's all from Performance Auto Mall at 97.9 FM. And 1360 AM WCHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price. In their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road, pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine, high today about 80. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s, and then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain moving in here. Our overnight low in the middle 60s, and then on Wednesday, even warmer, pretty much the same kind of weather, 20% chance of rain, and high in the upper 80s, so getting up close to 90 again. And the weather has been brought to you by Crown Honda, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. More local news on the way next.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. He might have been in failing health after spending 5 years in Taliban captivity, but Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is now free after being traded for five detainees who'd been held at Guantanamo. They have left that facility aboard a U.S. military aircraft. At the Pentagon, correspondent David Martin.
Bergdahl, who was captured after he walked off his base in Afghanistan, is not likely to receive a hero's welcome. One Pentagon official described him as, quote, at worst, a deserter, at best, a stupid kid who caused us to expend great energy and resources to bring him home.
Bergdahl's mother's home in Idaho hasn't spoken yet with her son, but she did have this advice as he recuperates at a hospital in Germany.
Give yourself all of the time you need to recover and decompress. There is no hurry.
His family and others in his hometown of Haley, Idaho, are preparing a homecoming celebration. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL. We have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. Our high today about 80. I'm Ron Stutz. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back on a regular schedule today after Memorial Day last week caused a move to Tuesday for all the activities. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis's office for nearly 10 hours, and they were arrested early Wednesday morning for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration in Raleigh.
Tomorrow, Monday, will focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly at 5 o'clock. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
That is a very familiar voice, Reverend William Barber of the North Carolina NAACP, speaking on Friday at a press conference held in Durham. The rally today begins at 5 p.m. at Halifax Mall in the usual place behind the General Assembly Building at 16 West Jones Street. Thousands of people expected to gather there, including a lot of people from right here in Orange County. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3 p.m. at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. And again, the main Moral Monday protesting to start at 5 p.m. And they have a lot to protest because over the weekend, a lot of action in the North Carolina General Assembly. Three major and very controversial decisions have been made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the weekend. The Senate has a new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill. A lot more to all those stories. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014-15 this weekend. Democrats were not pleased, to say the least, with how quickly that decision was made, allowing for very minimal negotiation. They seem to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing its own approval and rushing this bill through rather than getting the perspectives of the general public. As part of this new budget plan, lawmakers also want to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% raise in pay. In other words, offering an 11% pay raise for teachers, but in order to get that, they have to give up tenure or the promise of tenure in the future. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the notion as they desire more protection from unfriendly politics surrounding our schools. Presently, these raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that would come from public school spending and who knows what else. Other states are allegedly not attempting this swap of pay raise for tenure. North Carolina, the only one we know about. Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers, but they say it's more of a cover-up for legislators' inability to manage money wisely. The fracking bill, fracking, of course, short for hydraulic fracturing, the process where rock is drilled into with the very high pressure, water, and sand, and chemicals. The fracking bill has caused a lot of controversy. It's completely supported by the House Republicans and now on its way to be signed by Governor Pat McCrory, who is more than ready to help get it passed right away. He's already said that he would sign it immediately. Democrats are clearly unhappy about this. They tried and failed to halt the process, just not enough votes. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as a compromise before it was sent off to Governor McCrory. Many North Carolinians are in fear of what fracking might do for our groundwater as in North Carolina, as well as how the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how fracking will be carried out. We'll have more on this coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. Jeff Danner, our resident science expert, will join Aaron Keck in the WCHL studios for a long discussion about fracking and other issues. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with each major decision processed by the General Assembly this past weekend. The uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are ever going to get better. The move of raising teachers' salaries while eliminating assistance and the promise of tenure is causing a real rift. A lot of North Carolina educators extremely displeased with this, and also the plans for fracking that could start as early as May of next year, and a lot of people dissatisfied with that. North Carolina General Assembly, again, Moral Monday protests starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon, right behind the General Assembly building. The Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax rate increase, but does set aside $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives. But housing advocates say that is not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing programs. The council will also get an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Public Library, located at 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council will meet tonight at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6 p.m. They'll meet in the new library, ironically, and one of the things they'll talk about is selling the old one. UNC Community has another chance to save thousands of lives in the annual Carolina Blood Drive tomorrow, all day, at the Dean Smith Center. It will start at 7 o'clock in the morning and continue until 6 p.m. Students, staff, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough community, and many folks from outside our community will come by to donate blood to the Carolinas region of the American Red Cross. It has helped collect almost 23,000 units of blood to save lives and increase treatments in various hospitals since coming to Chapel Hill. 26 years ago, it all started. This is the 26th annual event, and this year's goal is set at collecting 850 pints of blood. Doesn't take much time. There are lots of restaurants and local businesses who will be providing snacks for people, and also a lot of famous people there as well. There will be donors and volunteers enjoying visits from UNC head football coach Larry Fedora, as well as athletic director Bubba Cunningham, with a chance to win various door prizes throughout the day as well. It all takes place on the floor of the Dean Smith Center. You can schedule an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can sign up as a volunteer via a link on our website at chapelboro.com. You can also go to unc.edu/blood to find out more about what's happening. Again, they encourage you to make an appointment, but it's not necessary. You can walk in if you like. It is 8:39 at WCHL. Again, that is tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Zach Godwin joins me now in the WCHL studios. Zach, before you say another word, I want to say happy birthday to your cohort, Akiva Fox.
Absolutely. We
celebrating
wish him
a birthday.
All the best.
I don't know how old he is, but he's old enough to know better.
That's a good way to put it. Nobody really knows how old he is.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's kind of a mysterious kind of guy.
He is.
We don't know very much about his past. We don't know very much about about anything. He has a checkered past, I would imagine.
We're trying to figure out what kind of cake he likes.
Yeah. Well, that might be one of the easiest things to figure out. You could just ask him unless you want to surprise him.
Well, I think we just blew that out of the water.
Yeah, you could. I guess we did. But you probably call his wife and ask her, right?
Well, he doesn't have a wife.
Oh, he doesn't have a wife?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's nobody who knows this sort of thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, I told you he was mysterious. But a happy birthday to Akiva.
Absolutely. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he does a lot of work back there at chapelboro.com. A lot of work at our website. Very busy place every day. Yeah. Well, what's on your mind this morning? Other than wishing a happy birthday to Akiva Fox.
Well, it's been a while since I've been in here. And
yeah, it has.
A couple things over the weekend, at least. Of course, I've heard you talking about the Chapel Hill girls winning the state soccer title.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just lots of people on Twitter just wishing them well,
yeah,
congratulating them. There's a video we retweeted this morning of that game-winning goal.
Fantastic.
So it's just great to see that.
Yeah,
going on in our community.
Yeah, and Ron Benson, congratulations, buddy, retiring. What a great
absolutely
way to go out.
That's, yeah, it's a Art's notebook said it well. It's a storybook ending.
And Ron Benson's been coaching in Chapel Hill since the beginning of time, you know, just so you'll know.
ran in my alma mater and your partial alma mater, Appalachian. Blew up a building over the weekend. And there's some great video of that.
I heard about that, which that building was built after I was there.
It was 1971 was when it was built.
Really? Well, that was at the very end of my tenure there. What building was it?
It was Winkler Hall, which was a dorm. It was the suites, which had, you know, a few bedrooms with a communal kitchen and all that stuff.
I remember that.
Wasn't terribly old. The dorm I lived in was a lot older and nastier than that.
Yeah. Part of the reason is the fact that you lived there.
Yeah. Well, I lived in the football player dorm, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It had a reputation.
I remember that dorm, too. Well, at any rate, a lot of people are talking about that.
Yeah.
I've not seen the actual video of the demolition.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And also, I just found a cool little article about Alexander Julian of Julian's.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this. I don't know how common knowledge this is, but he designed the original Charlotte Hornets uniforms
in
1988.
That he did.
Which was, of course, one of the biggest selling jerseys of all time. It says they sold over $200 million worth of jerseys in the time.
Yep.
I did not know that he got paid not in money, but in monthly shipment of 5 pounds of Carolina barbecue.
Exactly.
That was the payment he received for those jerseys.
He loves North Carolina barbecue.
Hey,
Alex would also be happy to know that I am wearing a pair of socks designed by Alexander Julian this morning, just so you'll know.
That's
just want to point that out.
Congratulations, Julian.
Well.
And I just thought that was a a cool thing going on. He offered to design the new jerseys for free when they were turning back into the Hornets, but they sadly decided to go another direction. So we've just got the old Hornets, and he did the Tar Heel jerseys, of course.
Of course. Yeah, Alexander Julian is an icon, no question.
Absolutely. I hadn't really heard much of him until I got here, but once you get to Chapel Hill,
He's a legend.
You learn quite a bit.
And see him. I run into him every now and then. I mean, last time I ran into him was at the Plaza Dry Cleaners. Had a conversation with him there. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he's apparently looking to move back here full time. Sometime soon he's got a condo.
Yeah.
That he just bought, and he's working on a new jersey for performance bicycle that you can you ride to work in it, and then you wear the shirt to work.
Fantastic.
So it apparently somehow stops you from stinking.
I love the sound of that. I don't bike to work.
Yeah, but, I was going to say.
That sounds kind of cool.
You can start.
No, I don't think so. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. If somebody wants to tweet us and get in touch with us, how do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. Well, go to chapelboro.com, our website. You'll find all kinds of interesting stuff there, including that video that I want to see of the winning goal for Chapel Hill High School girls soccer team. I can't wait. When I get off the air, I'm going to go find that and look at it.
Absolutely.
All right. It is 844 at WCHL.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy-cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? You may qualify if your household is either low or moderate income, and you will qualify if you receive public assistance. Do your part to control the pet population. Also, be sure your cats and dogs are currently vaccinated against rabies and immediately call Animal Services to report all contact with wildlife. To learn more about these services, call the Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
This is Charlie Ferris from Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road, and I'm happy to announce that we're bringing the best sub sandwich on the planet to Chapel Hill North. Our customers asked and we listened. You can now enjoy the same high-quality subs and exceptional customer service you love at 1802 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill North. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather in our large outside seating area. Order online at jerseymikes.com or call us at 919-903-8946.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you. 847 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes.
A common complaint that almost everyone has is that young people need to be more involved in the community. However, that's not what I see. In fact, I think folks are just not going to where the young people are. In our community, I see young people active every day, whether it's political or social activism or just volunteering in the community. My generation, the millennials, could be a pessimistic bunch when you look at what we've encountered between terrorism, endless wars, a great recession. You would think that we would be a pessimistic bunch. In fact, I think the opposite is true. We have optimism and boundless idealism rooted in realism. 50 years ago, we remembered the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King was just one of the many leaders of the civil rights movement who really changed America for the better. However, he's also an example of what young people are capable of. King was one of the leaders of the Montgomery bus boycott at the age of 26. He and many did not wait for someone to give them the opportunity to change something that was fundamentally unjust in our system. Instead, he and many others seized the opportunity to right a serious wrong in Montgomery. Young people need to realize the power of their dreams and never be afraid to step up. And with the support of the community and their elders, anything is possible. Some folks have said that my generation has the potential to be the greatest generation if given the chance. However, I do worry about the educational opportunities to expand and learn for subsequent generations. But at the same time, I'm convinced that my generation will rise to the occasion. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Amanda Nash. Summer blockbusters are right around the corner. We hit the streets to find out your favorite recent films.
My name's Claire Griffin. I'm from Chapel Hill. The Other Woman. It was just funny. I like Cameron Diaz, and it was just interesting to see her again.
I'm Rachel King, and I live in Chapel Hill. Recently, I guess, the new Spider-Man movie was pretty awesome. The ending, I thought, was really awesome.
My name is Max. I live in Carborough. I saw that Despicable Me 2 movie. That was really fun. That was cute. It was enjoyable. The writing was suitable for kids and adults, and it had a great soundtrack. It was just a nice, fun little piece of film instead of something serious, which is normally what I go for in movies.
What's your favorite recent movie?
Luke Gilligan, Chapel Hill, Dallas Buyers Club. I enjoyed the story and the acting, and it was kind of neat that it was, you know, based on a true story, but still sort of an interesting, exciting movie.
Elliot Wernland from Raleigh. Anchorman 2. Thought it was a good social commentary on modern news. Get 'em, Fox.
My name's Nicole Kempton. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite recent movie is Silver Linings Playbook. I just thought that it was a great story with character development that you don't typically get in a lot of big Hollywood blockbusters, and it felt more like watching a novel unfold.
My name is Ayaka Nakano, and I live in Chapel Hill. 12 Years a Slave was really good. I cried a lot during the movie.
I'm Christina Gallardi, and I live in Carborough. Life of Pi. I thought most movies that are based on books are not as good as the books, but that one actually lived up to it.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com. allaboutinsurance.com.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
You've been hearing about special moms for weeks now on WCHL as part of our hometown hero recognition. Another one coming up just a moment here from it is Pat Lopp today. We'll tell you why. But also, we want you to know that we have dads in mind. Father's Day is approaching. WCHL and chapelbrew.com want to recognize the fathers of Orange County with a Father's Day photo contest. All you have to do is submit photos of you and your dad or father figure to the Chapel Brew Facebook contest page, and your photo is automatically entered in the contest. Tell us why your dad is awesome, and he could win an awesome prize pack, which includes a weekend camping rental from Townsend Bertram and Company and more. The submission deadline is June 11th, so log on to Chapel Roof's Facebook page and submit your photos today. All right, we have today's hometown hero coming up, but let me just ask you if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. What is the word? Rather unusual word. What is the correct spelling, which might be a key, and what does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL. It's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom. Kristen Tucker and her sister Trisha Tucker Peterson, who lives out in Texas, nominated their mom, Pat Lopp, as a hometown hero. And Pat Lopp is a small-town farm girl from Iowa with a big heart and beauty that shines inside and out. And Kristen, you told me about her senior year in high school. She accomplished a lot then.
Yes, she was both the salutatorian of her class and homecoming queen.
My goodness. When you think of your mom, you think about good times, I know.
I do. I think of my favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz, because that Midwestern farm girl has taught me that there's no place like home. Not only does she enhance a home with her decorating skills and culinary talent, but by creating special magic for the holidays and birthdays.
Kristen, you're not in Kansas anymore. Today, Pat Lopp volunteers her time and talents for many organizations in Chapel Hill and also in Hillsboro, and she's been doing this for a really long time. How long has she been here?
27 years, Ron.
Tell me about some of the things that she's done.
Well, for years, she's juggled her volunteer roles with the skill of a CEO. For 13 years, she volunteered weekly at the Interfaith Council Community House as a receptionist and helping in the community kitchen. Mm-hmm. Currently, she lends her gardening prowess to the Hillsboro Garden Club. Church Women United is an ecumenical group that she's taken a leadership role in, along with a women's philanthropy group called PEO that is dedicated to raising money for projects that further women's education.
I understand she's also involved in her church.
University United Methodist Church. Over the years, she's had too many roles to count, from staff parish committee to appearance committee, a trustee, a Stephen minister. She's in a women's circle, and she's a wonderful singer in the chancel choir.
Sometimes I guess it's probably tough to keep up with her schedule.
It is. Thursday is her busy day. She works in the church office all day, assisting the staff with the phones and any projects. Then she helps the music director filing music. Then she stays for choir practice from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's tough to keep up with her schedule. Absolutely.
Pat Lopp sounds like the kind of person who is always putting other people first, and she does sound like an inspiring person, and I bet she's taught you a lot about giving back to the community.
Well, I'm sure my personal passion to be a professional philanthropist comes from her. My sister and I feel like the luckiest daughters in the world, and she most definitely is our hero.
Well, Kristen, thanks for telling me all about your mom.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off. $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price. In their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road, pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Tar Heel Baseball in the NCAA Tournament. Catch every pitch and each swing of the bat on your flagship station for Carolina, WCHL.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The Environmental Protection Agency is just now releasing a controversial new rule aimed at fighting climate change. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us it would cut carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants by almost one-third by 2030.
Scientists say the emissions are the biggest source of greenhouse gases blamed for global warming. The White House says that the states will have the flexibility to meet the strict new mandate, but today's announcement is expected to start a drawn-out legal fight between the administration and industry opponents that question the